It's 2:44, and you're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WILL. I'm Jay Pierce, sitting in for Celeste Quinn for this portion of the program, and we'll be talking about the upcoming production of My Name is Rachel Corrie. The Station Theater will be putting this on, and we have in studio with us today the director, Matthew Grain. Matthew, welcome.
Thank you.
And we have Lindsay Markle, who is going to be playing Rachel Corrie. And Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We'll talk a little bit, I think, first about what, who Rachel Corrie is, for those who don't know. And then we'll talk a little about how this particular work was selected, perhaps, and the challenges that that you face in doing something like this. It's a one-person show, and it is basically about a woman who really existed, Rachel Corrie. And this is, as I understand, was an adaptation that was written based on emails, personal diary notes, and the like, mm-hmm. of what she went through in a particular time of her life. And Lindsay, do you want to tell us about who Rachel Corrie was?
Rachel was a writer and an activist. She grew up in Olympia, Washington. And in 2003, she traveled to Palestine to work with a group there. And she was killed in Palestine in 2003. She was 23 years old. And Alan Rickman and Catherine Viner compiled all of her journals and emails to her parents back and forth, memos that she had written, and compiled them into this work. And so it's all Rachel's words. Nothing's been added or, it's all been edited down.
Mm-hmm. And since her death in 2003, there's been a lot of controversy as to why it happened, how it happened. Many different stories have emerged, and there's been a lot of controversy over it. Matthew, why don't you talk a little bit about, in light of that, what led you to want to direct this? How did the Station Theater decide to put this on?
Sure. I was actually part of the committee that selected the season. So in addition to choosing this play, we were trying to put together an entire season that would be that would show some variety, that would showcase the talents of our different directors and actors, and really have a little bit of variety for the community, different things for them to come and see. And this show has always appealed to me, not necessarily for its content or its political stance, but because it is a very challenging show based on a real person's real words, a one actor event that would showcase really what we can do with just our very minimal staging and bring a really powerful story to the stage.
Mm-hmm. The both of you have been are veterans at the, I guess you'd say, at the Celebration Company of the Station Theater. Is this one of the more challenging things that you've both been involved in? At least, I don't know, from some kind of aspect anyway, if not, size and scope of a mm-hmm. performance, since it is one mm-hmm. person, but because of the issues involved and the intensity.
Certainly it is for me. Mm-hmm. I had never directed a one-person show before, and that was one of the things that appealed to me, the chance to do something different. I think if we're not pushing ourselves in new ways or trying to unearth new aspects of our, our love of theater and what we can do with theater, then there's really no point. But I really, really wanted to work with Lindsay on this. She was the first person, the only person I thought of when this this script came up, and I really thought this would be a really interesting showcase for her. Yes, it is a complicated subject matter, but at the same time, I think that one of the things we occasionally lose sight of in theater and when we talk about theater is the fact that it can be political in nature, that it can be somewhat controversial, that it can be something that spurs conversation, that spurs, if not argument, then at least different ways of thinking, and that can seek to enlighten.
Mm-hmm. Lindsay, what about this was attractive to you?
Well, like Matthew said, when they asked me to do the show, I immediately said yes, just because it was a one-person event. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to push myself. I've never done anything like this before. And every show that I've done at the station has gotten progressively more challenging. And it's great to try and work on more challenging projects. And so initially I said yes because that appealed to me. And then as I started reading about the play and reading about the controversies, I got a little intimidated. But a big turning point for me was reading Rachel's journals. And she was an incredibly empathetic person and very driven and genuine and is a real person. And so, you know, that's the challenge that I'm working with now, is to represent her as accurately as I can, mm-hmm. for better and for worse.
This this play first, it debuted in London, and I guess has toured around, you know, since then. Have you seen it?
I haven't
either
seen it.
Have you seen it?
No,
you
I've seen bits of it.
Mm-hmm,
when you do a one-person performance like this, you said you read some of the journals. How much research did you have to do into to Rachel Corrie herself, and how do you do that so that you know that you're doing an accurate portrayal?
The journals were huge. I don't know how long the whole book was, but most of her journals, you know, the best of, have been compiled into a book. And I read all of that in a couple nights, and I felt like that gave me a lot of insight.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just read everything I can about her. You know, get on Google and Rachel Corrie and read everything you can, all the opinions about her, you know, personal experiences that she had, and letters to and from her parents, the whole play, everything, all of her words. She left behind a lot of words.
And Matthew, about directing a one-person, you're directing one person, and yet you say that's perhaps the biggest challenge you faced, or a new challenge, a different type of challenge.
Because it's me.
Yeah.
It
certainly helps you focus.
But it certainly seems like, you know, you don't have as many balls in the air to be keeping an eye on and keeping coordinated. What are the challenges in a one-person performance that you have discovered that are unique?
Well, I think in terms of the storytelling, it's a matter of presenting the material in such a way that it is not in any way tiresome for an audience, certainly. But if you have one person basically presenting a story, a monologue, a narrative for an audience, then you do run into the problem of, okay, you've got 90 minutes and you're sitting here listening to someone talk. And we've all been in that lecture hall. So the trick is, how do you present the material in such a way that it's going to seem fresh and that it's going to engage the listener and the speaker? So luckily, over the course of this play, Rachel is speaking to us from different locales at different points in her journey. And so we have her own personal emotional journey that we can track, and positioning her in different spots on the stage. We have a brilliant lighting designer, Jesse Folks. Mm-hmm. We have our wonderful set designer, Eric Burton, and our invaluable assistant director, Martha Mills, who are really helping us to create not just this, okay, here's a person sitting on a chair in a spotlight, but creating this little world where we are getting to move her from emotional moment to moment. And so that it shows not just this travelogue, but this emotional landscape.
So. We're talking about, my name is Rachel Corrie, and this is a one-person play that begins on October the 8th, which is, I was just looking at the calendar because I'm terrible at this, a week from Thursday.
Yes.
Is when it's going to open at the Station Theater, Urbana. And in studio with us, the person you just heard was Matthew Green, and he is the director. And also in the studio with us today is Lindsay Markle, who plays the part of Rachel Corrie. And this is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jay Pierce, sitting in for Celeste Quinn. The show starts on October the 8th. It runs through the 24th with various performances Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. That's a lot of investment in time. And I imagine the rehearsal has just been incredible for this. How have you, Lindsay, been going about the rehearsal? Are you walking around all day, every day, reciting lines?
I am, actually.
Trying to get the character.
Yeah, anytime a little bit of a you know, part of the script goes through my mind, I try and do the paragraph and the paragraph mm-hmm. after that. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning lines. I don't know if that's okay to say on the air.
Well, you have a week.
Keep reminding me. But there's the process has been completely different than it has been for any other show.
Well, which, because you have no one to interact with.
Right,
it's you, and it's continuous dialogue by you. Mm-hmm. It's not you're not interacting. Nobody's feeding you, you know, lines that you can play off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just me. So that there's a lot more lines to learn, obviously, which I'm still working on. But somehow that's okay. The process is just kind of we're making it up as we go. Mm-hmm. And like Matthew said, I get tired of listening to my own voice. And so I'm trying to find ways to make my, you know, present the material in interesting ways the whole time. But I've really enjoyed it. It's been a great challenge that's continuing to challenge me every day.
It's an interesting story. It's the story of Rachel Corrie, who was killed in 2003 in the Gaza Strip while protesting the demolition of Palestinian homes, was a member of the International Solidarity Movement. Have you done a lot of research into the Solidarity Movement, to the time and to what was happening at the time and the controversy beyond that?
I've tried. I've had to limit how much research I do about the movement that she was involved with, and concentrate more so on Rachel herself, because you know I'm trying to learn as much as she knew when she went over there. But it's not my place to comment on Israel Palestine, you know. So I'm just working on the character.
And that brings up a good point, Matthew. You wrote a disclaimer. That explains that it's not the part of this on the part of either of you or the Station Theater, the Celebration Company, to be making any kind of an editorial judgment. It's a presentation,
yes,
of Rachel Corrie's story. Is it difficult, Lindsay, in trying to personify this character? And keep your own views out of it? I mean, how do you...
It is, but Rachel... Well, I don't think it is difficult to keep my own views out of it necessarily. Mm-hmm. Rachel was just very passionate and just kind of gravitated toward what she felt was right, I think, from what I have read of her and, you know, what the character I formulated of her, I think, just gravitated toward, you know, what she thought was right and what she thought was... the best for the people she was around and for the world, she thought, in a very global sense. You know, we're all one.
And so that's the bottom line of what you're trying to put out there, regardless of her political ideals or the statements that she made with her actions. It's her passion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very passionate.
So is this a very passionate then production?
I think so.
You think so?
I would agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Is Lindsay doing a good job of that?
She's doing a fantastic job. I have never presented a one-person play in which I was the sole actor, so I can only imagine the pressure that is on her. And I had to actually step away from the production for a couple of weeks to act in another production that got revived at the station. Mm-hmm. So that was unexpected. But again, our wonderful assistant director stepped in and was able to sort of guide Lindsay through the memorization process, which is it's something. It's a lot of words.
Can imagine. Well, starting a week from Thursday, you can all go see how it all comes out. Thank you very much for being with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
And we've been talking to Matthew Green, who is directing My Name is Rachel Corrie. And it starts a week from Thursday at the Station Theater in Urbana. And Lindsay Markle, who is playing Rachel Corrie.